At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Let's wrap up with maybe a couple other guys that have caught your attention. Maybe we can pick one on each side of the ball, both of us. And I'll start because I don't want you to steal mine. And it's Matt Milano because I've been talking about Matt Milano quite a bit. I just think Matt Milano has been fantastic, sensational at training camp. I mean, he diagnoses plays. He gets there. He just, when you watch him play, if you were to take Matt Milano's tape, even at training camp right now, and then just go put on every other Will linebacker's, you know, tape, it just looks different. He just gets to a spot quicker. He diagnoses quicker. And a healthy Matt Milano is a big, big difference for this Buffalo Bills defense. That's the question, though. Can he stay healthy? And, of course, next to Terrell Bernard, who isn't healthy right now and even playing, obviously that makes a big difference.
Yeah, definitely. I like the Milano call. Milano has an interception on Tuesday as we're watching practice.
Yeah, that's right.
Really run a play nice. Was so cool to see how excited Bobby Babbage was about that. Matt Milano feels like the older version of Matt Milano. Bless you. Like, that's what it's like watching him up to this point, which is really encouraging because that's also what he kind of looked like against the Chiefs in the playoffs. He was one of the few players on that side of the ball who I thought played well, even though there were a lot more guys that didn't play well. I'm going to go with
newcomer. Even though he was actually also dealing with a hamstring injury that he tweaked the week before against the Ravens at the end. Go ahead.
I'm going to go with a new guy. So that's my hint. Do you know who I'm going to say based off
this defense?
Yes.
Okay. New guy on defense. Ooh. Okay. I think I know who you're going to say. I'm going to guess. You're going to guess Michael Hoyt.
No. Okay. But I like Michael Hoyt. Joey Bosa looks like he's still got juice.
Oh, okay. I like this.
Joey Bosa is, I've watched him a lot, especially the last few days. We're recording this on Tuesday. I was particularly impressed with what I saw Tuesday. I was also impressed with some of the stuff before they had pads on, but then you have to tell yourself, okay, they don't have pads on. Let's not overreact here. I just feel like if he stays healthy, which is a very big if, he will be a substantially better option than they have had at their second pass rush spot in a probably since Von Miller got hurt and Greg Rousseau is the number two guy. Like, I just feel better about Rousseau and Joey Bosa and some of those gotta have it situations that I've had in the past. Also, like, I was talking a little bit about this with Joe Biscaglia on Channel 7 tonight. Javon Solomon has also flashed a couple times too, which is another good problem to have for the Bills, but it also gives you a little bit of an insurance because of the Michael Hoyt suspension. So it feels like collectively, they've got a lot better depth there, which is needed for sure.
Who do you got on offense?
I haven't been very impressed with the offense, to be fully transparent. I feel like it's been a bit too inconsistent, but not to a point where I'm worried or anything like that.
Defense always ahead of the offense this time of year, Matthew.
And they do this every single year. If you went and listened to this podcast from a year ago today, we probably said, you know, the offense is struggling a little bit, and then Josh Allen went on to win MVP, and they scored a bajillion points. If I had to say somebody on offense, Osiris Torrance might be one of the best guards in the NFL within the next couple of years. That is his goal. I talked to him about it yesterday on Monday, and I asked, hey, what are your goals for the season? Not team goals, individual goals. And usually people shy away from that question. Sometimes they're like, you know, I don't really care. I just want the team to win, and that'll make me happy. He was like, I want to be known as one of the best guards in the NFL. My position. And I'm like, hell yeah, brother, because I think you're really, really good. So Osiris Torrance would be one. I wish I had. I mean, Khalil Shakir's awesome, but why is that a surprise, right? It's very, I'm giving you boring answers, but that's all I have.
I'm going to give you a guy that's under the radar that I've been impressed with because he's gotten a little bit of opportunity here. I'm not saying he's in the mix, but maybe we should give him a little more because he actually was put on the active roster last year, and that's Jalen Virgil.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jalen Fantastic Virgil's made guy. Some plays.
He's made some plays.
And remember, they did elevate him last year. They signed him to the active roster last year, actually, because he could play some special teams, and they put him in on offense a few times. Again, I'm not predicting here he's going to make the 53. It's probably the kind of guy you do the same thing with. You did last year. You put him on the practice squad. Then you bring him up once or twice if you need him. But I think he's made some plays. He made a really nice high point catch on a ball in the end zone in this one-on-one drill I was talking about earlier today. And then he went back to the he looked at the defender and went back to the huddle doing this.
Yeah.
The top head, that's what the guys do now when they catch the ball over top of you. They tap this up.
Yeah.
Tap you on the head is what I'm doing on the video side, folks.
Have you noticed Jackson Hawes at all? Because I was interested to hear how Connor McGovern talked about him on One Bills Live. I mean, okay. He really, really praised him. Like, they asked if there was anybody that he was impressed with. I believe that was the question. And he immediately said Jackson Hawes and said he does not play like a rookie at all. And they are so unbelievably impressed with what he brings specifically as a blocker. So as a blocking tight end, that's a good sign.
Best blocking tight end in the draft, he was considered. And he went to Yale. He's no dummy, right? I mean, this guy can, he knows his stuff. He can play in any system, I'm sure, and understand offensive concepts pretty darn good. I have not paid attention to him, but I'm going to make a note to make sure. Here, make a note right now. Pay attention to Jackson Hawes. All right, I got it. I'm going to do that next practice.
A blocking tight end is not necessarily the thing that we are running out onto the fields to pay attention to. And when there's 90, I guess there's not 90 guys because of all the injuries right now. But when there's 80 guys, sometimes some people get lost in the mix. Is there anybody else who we didn't talk about that you want to specifically give a little bit of shine to, of like, oh, maybe this guy is something.
Well, I like the days that Keon's stacking now. I do. Uh-huh. I think he's stacking a few good days together after an inconsistent start. I think he's been really good, but not that he's been overwhelmingly great, but he's making a couple of plays that I just think that's what you brought him here for, that kind of play right there. He made one actually over Max Harrison on Monday. So I like the days that he's stacking together. We've talked a little bit about the size of Deion Walker and how just mammoth and massive he is. He's so noticeable in the middle of the defense. I think that's one I like what I've seen coming along lately from Cole Bishop. Mm-hmm. I think Cole Bishop has looked pretty good since the pads have come on.
Yeah, but then the injury happens, and I know that he stayed out on the field. Well, he stayed on the field, but he didn't go back. I don't believe he went back into action. He was just.
Oh, I saw him out there.
Well, I think then he got hurt again and then didn't come back.
Oh, maybe the second time then. Okay.
I think because I had written down in my notes that I had not seen him, and a couple of us were chatting as we were watching practice.
I'm going to say this. He was on the field in the final defensive period.
Okay. So I did not see him on the field or notice it because the people, well, actually during that, I was trying to do Hairston recall. So that makes sense that if I would have missed that.
He was on the field in the final defensive period.
Wait, are you talking about the defensive period where Trey made that play on Josh Palmer? Because I did see that play, but I don't think he was out there for that.
I saw him because I asked somebody from Bill's PR about Cole, and then I looked. I said, oh, he's there. He's right there. So I saw him.
Okay.
Unless I confused him with someone else, I'm pretty darn sure it was him.
Ty Johnson also left with an injury but came back. I did know that he came back.
Did he take a rep after coming back?
I watched him come back out onto the field and have his helmet in his hand and put it back on his head. So I don't, because that was also right at the end. A little bit of a cheap shot from Joe Andreessen, by the way.
Did
you see that play?
I didn't.
Yeah. Down the sideline. The Bills... I mean, I think we can say it because there's people there. Like, it was a trick play, and they never do that kind of stuff. But there were people in the stands, and he was down the sideline and took a cheap shot. Just a late hit.
Late hit?
Yeah, late. Like, it looked like he was already out of bounds.
Yeah, there was a scuffle, too.
Oh, there was a big, big fight.
Yeah.
Big fight. I was with a couple.
Chase Lunt was in it, I think. Zach Davidson had his helmet off.
Yeah, somebody got just it was funny. There was probably 60 guys who were in the scuffle, and then Josh Allen was just standing there. And it was like, yeah, dude, stay as far away from that as humanly possible. You do not need to get in there at all. I think the injuries are certainly the big story right now. I don't know if they'll still be in a week, but a lot of this will also be dictated on the severity of Hairston. Because no doubt about it. If it's significant, that becomes, you know, a massive blow to this team. It's just, even though you don't know what he is and you like the depth at the cornerback position, any sort of significant injury to anybody, especially a player who's a first round pick, really, really would sting going into the preseason.